All right. Well, Kevin, welcome to the UP.
Thanks. It's great to be up here. Beautiful weather today. We had a little bit of rain yesterday, but it's going to be an exciting 2 days touching down in communities and towns that our students call home at Michigan State.
What do you figure you're going to learn up here? What's kind of your personal goal? Obviously, you're still a newbie at MSU, right?
Yes, I'm in about to start my 20th month, and it's been fantastic, but there's still a lot to learn. And the goal of the Spartan Bus Tour when I started it last October was to get out across the state, take about 60 to 70 faculty and senior leaders to touch down in these communities that we can better understand how we can have a greater impact, whether it's to help drive the economy, help to improve conditions, whether it's in the local schools, in local government, here in forestry, and the ways in which we have 9,000 acres across Michigan that Michigan State owns, and some of the world's greatest experts in forestry, and how we can help drive the economy, such as the maple syrup industry that we're just learning about this morning.
And what importance do you see the UP as at MSU? Obviously, you're down in Lansing, but I mean, I personally know three kids from Escanaba who go to school at MSU. They're students there. And then you obviously have facilities up here as we're standing at one now.
So one of the goals of this, again, is to try to inspire students, parents, families to think about Michigan State University. There's, as I understand it, over 300,000 people that live in the UP. Would love to have more of those college-eligible students come to Michigan State, so we have to sort of showcase the world-class university that we have down in East Lansing, and hopefully try to inspire them to want to come and study and start their careers hopefully here in Michigan.